our own personal river dance.
Sheesh.
You're listening, Calvos and Damien, in the house. You want to say it again?
In the house.
Here on WGDR Plainfield and also online at WGDR.org. Calvos and Damien back just for a special celebration at the 35th anniversary of WGDR with our 60 by 60 radio call-in extravaganza, 802-454-7762 or robert.voisey, V-O-I-S-E-Y, at gmail.com. We're catching up. We've only got maybe, another 175 to play, so we're in good shape. Rob Voisey, hi there. Here you're back from eating your pancakes.
That's right.
It seems to me, just before you announce the names of the people, that in this set, as opposed to, say, 3 years ago, there are more acoustic rather than electroacoustic pieces. Does that have you noticed an increase in that sort of medium?
Absolutely. I guess there was a thought of... what is electronic and what isn't? And, can I use acoustic instruments in an electronic piece? Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure. And that sort of kind of just opened the way for any recorded piece that's 60 seconds long by any types of means can be in. So a lot of people have recorded, just straight out acoustic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Composer and professor Kevin Austin up in Montreal at... A Concordia always says, if it comes out of a loudspeaker or out of headphones or out of any transducer, it's electroacoustic. And that includes Mozart and Beethoven. You're not listening to Mozart and Beethoven as an acoustic piece if you're listening to it reproduced. And I always thought that's kind of an interesting philosophical statement. And I think that's what's happening here. These 60-second pieces, because of their framing, because of how they're presented, and the way in which the audience is given the opportunity to hear them, they are electroacoustic, no matter what they are in their origins and sources.
Absolutely. And I think Mozart's a great example. You know, when people listen to that, they don't understand that they're listening to a sort of a collage of different takes and different micings and so forth, which you would never hear in a hall. It's just not the same type of performance. It is actually an electric acoustic piece. Mm-hmm. That's just being constructed by an engineer to imitate the best representation of what Mozart would be.
Yeah, he didn't write too many 60-second pieces, though.
No, he didn't.
He should have.
Yeah.
We should have given the opportunity. Can we go back in time and see if we can get Don Giovanni down to 60
Ooh,
seconds?
Wow.
Oh, wait, we have a little pause here.
Hello, this is Larry Austin. You're listening to Calvos and Damien's New Music Bazaar on the Non-Pop International Network.
Thought we had to have Larry in here. Thanks, Larry.
What?
So, names?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, names, of course. That seemed to be a direct lead into playing, listing what we played.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Elaine Lilios was the
Eleni
first
Lilios. I like her so much. She's such a wonderful supporter. I have to bring her up specially because she is one of the great supporters of new music. She always encourages people, and she always takes advantage of unknown composers in her teaching.
Oh yeah!
And if you look at her syllabus, it's not sort of replete with the Stockhausens and the Xenakises, but it's filled with the Voises and the Guns and the Bathory Kitses instead.
Oh, that's really awesome!
Yeah, that's Eleni Lilios. She's fantastic.
Does she give us money?
The equivalent.
Oh, good enough.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
that always works.
Mm-hmm.
And after Eleni's piece, we'll be here.
Nick Vassilo with Evanescent Revolutions 1. Lori Spiegel.
Who?
Lori Spiegel.
Oh, yeah, right.
Shout out to Lori. Hey, Lori, thank you for only the request and the pancakes,
mm-hmm.
but the nice note that you sent via email to us, and we're happy that you're happy, because when we're all happy, then we're not so unhappy we are the rest of our lives. Yes, and then after Lori Spiegel, yes.
Lynn Jobe. With her piece Carriage Bane. Sean Francis Conaway with How to Say Goodbye. I believe it said goodbye.
I think so.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Kasperick of Crunch Time and Massimo Vaccione, Dark Room Number 1.
Good. All right.
The phone is ringing again.
So it's ringing again. Let's take the opportunity for a little special look back in time. Shall we go with this?
This goes back to July, I believe, of 2005.
Which means it's time for Best of the
Bazaar. No,
it was the Bazaar.
It was the Bazaar.
It was the Bazaar.
Sorry.
Best of the Bazaar.
Number
86.
Oh, yes. I guess so. Presenting listenable snippets from episode... whatever it was, in July of 2005, with it, this is taken strictly from the last request of the 60 by 60 project here on Best of the Bazaar.
Don't ever press the red button.
What a good idea.
It was.
No!
Bonjour.
60 pieces from 60 different composers.
How many of them will lend you money?
We don't have any.
I said that. Who's not to get them?
And you turned out to be wrong.
It sounds just like when I was in the womb.
Jack, is that you?
What?
What do you mean?
I have a...
Yesterday!
Man, I wish it wasn't true.
Best of the Bazaar!
Number whatever it was.
855-6666.
Presenting little snippets from that
episode
long ago.
60 by 60 from 2005.
Okay.
What a blast from the past.
I like to do those. Those are fun, kind of.
They are very fun.
Let's reiterate that our number is 802-454-7762. And the reason for this show, aside from celebrating the 35th anniversary of WGDR,
is
also
to get
that it's
is to get a lunch.
Well, of course, lunch. Lunch
yes,
is always good.
Always lunch. Or pancakes.
But this is a sort of a showcase of the 60 by 60 project, which calls for composers to submit pieces of 60 seconds length, and 60 of those are selected each year to be part of these touring concerts. But you also have regional concerts, which means you're not limited to just one group of 60 a year.
Absolutely. I've designed it to be kind of telescopic so it can grow out. This year, we're doing a Canadian mix that's actually being... spearheaded by Aldid Sabere at Concordia College.
Yeah, Concordia.
I want the name Eldad. I was like, Eldad! It's Eldad. Eldad, if you're listening, you know, I want your name.
We're also doing this fabulous Midwest Minutes Madness, which is going to be an installation of all the Midwest pieces that we've included in the regional Midwest mix.
How's it an installation? You mean it plays continuously?
It's going to play continuously. So we've been doing the Midwest Minutes for 4 years now, so we're going to be playing, I think, 5 years of 60-minute pieces for the entire EMM festival.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's Electronic Music Midwest by Mike McFerrin and... and his crew out there.
And this is when?
Ian. That's going to be in October. Uh-huh. I believe October 16th.
Okay, we'll be there. Or not.
Yeah.
Come on.
Calvus and Damien should definitely
it's time
make
to
a
play
road trip.
Else.
All right, shall we do another set?
Yeah.
All right, let's get them ready. Here they're queued up. More 60-second pieces.
In the house.
In the house.
In the house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I was just starting to get in the groove, and it stopped.
Yes, it's Calvos and Damien
in the house.
And you're listening to a special on 60 by 60, 60-second pieces by composers. You're gonna. Will you tell us what that last one was first, and then we'll go from the top.
Sure, that
to the
last
bottom.
One was Yatri. And the Spirit of New York.
Yanni, yes, and the Spirit of New York. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I love about the Radio Request Extravaganza, is every different type of music coming at you from every different angle.
It's really true. It's pretty amazing.
The upward limit is 60 seconds, but and most of the pieces that we played have been, say, 50 seconds at least or longer. Have you gotten any short, really short pieces this year?
This year, yes. Not the shortest this year. I would say the shortest one we got this year was 22 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Our shortest one of all time was 8 seconds long.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. That was a
say again that our phone number here is 802-454-7762. The email for this special request extravaganza is robert.voisey, V-O-I-S-E-Y, at gmail.com. And get those requests in. And if you're wondering, well, what am I going to request? You're going to go to voxnovus.com and look at the 60 by 60 project and start picking out names.
Yeah. Something right. with a G would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to Elaine Lilios, who's listening and cooking, she says, and invites us over for dinner. And I think the last plane to Ohio has left, so we'll have to pick that up invitation up for next time.
What about the Amtrak? Doesn't that get to Ohio by Monday?
Ohio, Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, what did we hear?
We heard Tatiana Voro and Staro Sito. Matt Myers' piece, Mix 3, Jackie Schreiber's piece, Ding, Wenling Chen, Au Revoir, Matthew Hetz, 39515.
Yeah, good title.
Yeah, it's got a significance of some sort. Matthew Hetz, Mix 3, and Susan Matthews, two of her pieces, 60 by 60 Cartography and 23 Harmony. Frank Levin's Lunch Break. You know, obviously, he's thinking about food. Giancarlo Terracino, his piece Grain. And that's it.
Okay.
Hooray. And, oh, of course, the last piece that was there was Yatri, the Spirit of
New York.
New York,
oh, right.
Yes, New York. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
You mean nothing has come in since last time?
Oh, yeah, we have another set all ready to go. I'm just, and we have another request by one of the same people that has requested himself about 18 times.
Too bad. That doesn't play at In the House.
No, it doesn't. We haven't requested our stuff. Let's put our stuff on the list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We're asking for us.
Okay.
We're asking for you?
Yes.
All three of us.
What was your name?
I'm in and he's the house.
Yeah. And you must be the.
So let's hear about the CDs again. You have some earlier ones. The first one came out in, what was 2003 was the first?
Yeah, 2003 is our first CD, actually released on Capstone Records. And then we released 2004 and 2005 on a double album by Vox Novus. And we just released 2006 and 2007 on Vox Novus. So they're double CDs with 120 pieces on them.
And not only that, you get a full-color booklet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, it's so... The magnum booklet is so fat, we can't get it out of the little slot here. This is the kind of thing that we, like, break the case if we were doing this regularly and just sort of, like, throw it in a pile to remember for next time. But it's nice because you've done one of these clever little things. This 1 year, 2006, is upside down from 2007.
Right.
Designy,
right.
Rob.
Well,
very designy.
You know, I wanted to give each group of 60 their own, like, front cover, so I figured that was the better way to read it from front to back.
Yes, indeed. This is Calvos and Damien in the house, and we're here just for 1 week. I know some of you will say, well, why are these people back? For both good reasons and bad.
Yes. We found a place to park. That was one reason.
That was very good.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have never heard the show before, this is kind of the thing that we did here on WGDR for a long time, and the kind of thing you can still hear because we have begun the show again on our own website, calvos.org, K-A-L-V-O-S, also .com and .net. Any one of those will get you there. Also, newmusicbazaar.com will get you
there
as well.
I guess we're not on .edu.
We have never been educational. Make no pretense about being educational. Absolutely none whatsoever. If you are educated by our show, I'm sorry.
Could we be a .gov?
Yeah. Calvos.gov.
Oh, yes.
What department would that be in? Certainly not interior.
No. Homemaker security.
Homemaker security, absolutely. Okay. Rob, you have something you have to say for us.
I do. All right. So I want to just thank Calvos and Damien for having the...
No, that's not what you're supposed to say.
No, I know. The last time I sang this, I think I botched almost every one of these words.
So you don't have to say it all. You can just, you know,
I can just
improvise.
I was trying, and then I got interrupted.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is Robert Voisey, and you're listening to Calvos and Damien in the House on the Non-Pop International Network.
Here on WGDR Plainfield Community Radio from Goddard College, erstwhile Goddard College, anyway, 91.1, and good thing not too many people know what erstwhile means, 91.1 FM and online at WGDR.org.
Hey, they're not an EDU either.
Well, Goddard is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's still...
How did it get that way?
Well, it was that for away for a long time, and, you know, keeps up a kind of pretense.
Oh, okay.
You know how that goes. We really do thank Goddard, and we can't thank WGDR for having us back for this 35th anniversary celebration.
We'll try to clean up the mess before we leave, but we can't promise.
All those pancakes on the floor. We went to this restaurant locally in town. We said, we're ordering something easy so we can get in and get out. 25 minutes later, we started getting our order, which we then requested in little tins so that we could run out to the car. Eating pancakes and maple syrup with a spoon in a moving vehicle is a really good experience. All right. Shall we listen to some more?
Absolutely.
All right. We're back to the 60 by 60 project. In the meantime, 802-454-7762. Get your request in to the 60 by 60 project. Go to voxnovas.com to find out who you are requesting.
What?
Almost got a little piece of bit of the next piece there. You're listening to Calvus and Damien
in the house.
with the 60 by 60 call-in extravaganza, 802-454-7762. We're in the last 22 minutes of the program.
So
and Rob
get those
Boise,
calls in quick now.
The 1.75-meter impresario short 40 meters furlongs. Tell us what we have heard in the last set, please.
Oh, we heard Robert Rennig's Tiny Music, 06. I guess that's a go to 1.75 meters. Tim Mukherjee's Chronicle Delta. Anthony Arlotta, A Stroll in the Dark, otherwise known as Reconsiderate. I think I just messed up his name.
That was it. I see.
Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry. Jessica Curry, Unstoppable Force meets Immovable Object. Paul Burnell, Let's Get You Zipped Up.
Okay.
Anthony St. Pierre, Concert Bocager. It's French.
That was very good. That was very well pronounced.
Merci. Brian Kirshner, Improviso. David Gunn. And that piece was...
Aaron Acosta. Oh, his.
De Formis, De Mes Pantalons.
Yeah, Answer the Pants.
Answer the Pants.
Yeah, that's right. We wrapped it up, the one I still have in my hand here, Aaron Acosta.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
More.
Well, we're just taking a quick breath here. And catch us up on what's coming next. You have another extravaganza tomorrow, right?
Yes, on WMUA.
That's down in Amherst, Mass. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
With on Martian Gardens with Max Shea. We're going to be doing that. So we're going to be doing this whole show again there. You can... actually, I have none of the call signs or anything like that. But
okay, but you've worked with him before.
Yes. Actually, we did a double shot weekend the last time that we were here. We did here, and then when we went back and did them. And Max Shea has actually been a strong supporter of the 60 by 60 project. He's been playing pieces from the discs for all 3 years now. He's been playing like two or three pieces on the show weekly, and actually playing longer pieces from the composers that have been participated. So he's been giving him like kind of a teaser taste, and then a full blown. Piece of theirs.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And you have some concerts coming up?
Yeah, the big concert coming up is in World Financial Center, Winter Garden. We're going to be doing the 60 by 60 there. And we're going to be doing the Midwest Madness over in the EMM. And we also have concerts going on in New Zealand, London, Munich. Those are some things coming up. We also got another one coming up in Tennessee. And where's the other one? And another one that I forgot.
Nome. The one in Nome, Alaska.
That's it. That was the one.
Mm-hmm.
But, actually, we're putting together our concert series right now to do the 2008 60 by 60. And, we've got about 20 concerts in the hopper ready to
and they can find you at Vox Novus, VOXNOVUS, VoxNovus.com, and read all about 60 by 60 and your live concert projects as well.
Right. And your book project.
And the book project.
Book project, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a 60 by 60 book project.
Mm-hmm.
There is, actually. That's true. You didn't make that up. In case you thought you made it up, you didn't.
Oh, heck.
I wasn't expecting to, like, unleash that right now, but why don't I?
Sure.
And
then you can talk about the 60 by 60 dirigible.
The dirigible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We call it blimp.
Fat and bloated. No, we're... the next big project of the 60 by 60 is to collect essays from all the composers, about 1,000 to 3,000 words, talking about new music and their compositions and so forth. And it's going to be sort of a textbook guide retrospective of the past 6 years that we've been doing the 60 by 60 project and all the work from there. So we're looking for submission to that.
Do you suppose that this story about Billings and Capsicum would qualify?
Sure.
No.
No composition there?
Okay. Introduce us to the Canadian set you've got there.
Oh, the Canadian set. Okay, so...
So this is now metric.
Yeah, we've just gone to metric, which actually still equals 60 seconds, believe it or not. So, yeah, I mentioned before that we do different mixes.
Aren't there 100 metric seconds?
No.
I think there is.
It's 100 metric seconds. I know each second is divided into
they're
now.
They're kilominutes.
Kilominutes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn a new thing every day. And you guys
especially
said you weren't
here.
And you said you weren't educational.
Oh.
Now you got it. .edu.
Okay.
Oh.
Ready.
Oh, yeah. So Eldad Sawbury is putting together a special mix of the Canadians, as I was saying before. So he has actually done our first online submission process. So all the Canadians have been submitting to his website.
And so these all come during the night, so they're nocturnal submissions, isn't that correct?
There are a lot of nocturnal submissions in this one. And
yeah.
So this is actually all running from my laptop, so that's good. And the names and file names are obviously a little bit...
Okay, let's squeeze them all in, because we got another six at the end of this set.
Okay, so we've got another piece from Aaron Acosta, we have Lost Voices, and we have Basanta... And then Atkinson, another piece called Selectivity from another composer from Brown. And we'll start with those and we'll go from there.
What was the music like? I don't know all of the sound could not be played back by any existing recorder.
There's the Canadian set.
Hey?
Eldad.
Eldad.
Eldad put it together. Shout out to Eldad, too.
Hey, Eldad.
So what were they?
So, oh, yeah, well, yeah. So that was Sandy Bagwagi's piece, A. Basanta.
Those Canadians have really odd names.
They do. Atkinson.
Atkinson.
And that's pretty strange.
S. Brown, well, straight up, and Domont.
Domont.
Domont. We're going to go right to the next set, and we're going to come back for a final wrap right at the end of it. So let's just go right to these, because we're reaching the end of our Calvis and Damien 60 by 60 Colin extravaganza. So here are another six, and then we'll be back.
I want a big donut. I want a big, big donut. That's a small donut. You said we could have a big donut today. No! I don't want that donut. I want a big donut. I want a big, big donut. This is Big Donut Day. And I could have a big donut. And I don't have it. This is a big donut day. I want a big donut! You said I could have a big donut! And that's not a big donut! I want a big, big donut!
So, if there's an infinity of proofs of two. Is there an infinity of proofs of music?
Fuck. This is... This is... This is... This is... This is...
I'm those stories, and tonight on 60 by 60.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. Our very freedom came under
Iraq continues to flaunt its hostility toward America and to support terror.
We're doing the 60 by 60 project here on Calvus and Damien
in the house
with Rob Voisey and Ann Kemen, and we've been having a great time. We only have a couple of minutes left.
We think
Rob is switching recordings there, and while he's switching recordings, we'll tell you that upcoming on Calvus and Damien, online only now at calvos.org, K-A-L-V-O-S.org. We're going to hear next week an interview with Rosalie Hirse, which was recorded a couple of years ago in Amsterdam. This will be its first broadcast. And then upcoming, we're going to hear from Brian Grunstrom and Lisa Whistlecroft and Alex Ukpik and a number of other guests who will be live with us and then streamed later from calvos.org. Thanks to Rob, of course, and to everyone who helped us out in getting this program together. Thanks to Anne for the self-effacing role of runner today, keeping her athleticism high and her mental attitude just as high. Thanks to her for helping out. And we're going to go right to the end of the show with a couple of pieces. What do you got for us?
The ones that just played were David Hahn's Big Donut, Chris Mann's Proof, Greg Bartholomew, We Two Boys, Gene Pritzker's Acca Sampella, David Morneau's Tonight on 60 by 60, Ryan Wiggins, Leaping Logic, and we're going to be playing Leslie DeMelcher's Breakdown in 60 Million Pieces right now.
Thank you.
we're still here. Our follow-up programmer hasn't shown up yet, which is okay, because Calvus and Damien can always come up with something interesting for you to hear. And as a teaser, since we won't be here on the air with you next week, we're just back for this 35th anniversary celebration, what we're going to do is give you a little taste of our online interview coming up with Rosalie Hirst. We're going to hear as much as we can play of Book of Mirrors, a piece from 2001. This is the famous ASCO ensemble. So this is Calvus and Damien.
In the house.
And Rob Voisey.
At 60 by 60 from Vox Nova. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. For the radio request extravaganza.